Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 29, 2020. Answers to your questions, part 247. Question: My small children do not listen to me despite my endless efforts. I know that I am the main reason. It is as if I am locked up inside the cage of my character, my upbringing, and behaviors that I absorbed from my family. I physically feel that it disturbs me, but I cannot change anything. What should I do, and how should I build a normal relations with my kids? Answer: You need to be equal to them and to set an example for them. When the truth is revealed. Question: It seems that I did not start my life with the feeling, I am born with a desire to bestow and this is quite normal for me. But when I discovered the wisdom of Kabbalah, I realized that I am in an odd situation. I started to feel the incompleteness of life. In that regard, I have this question: Does the wisdom of Kabbalah also perceive movements in the opposite direction? Answer: People who start to engage in Kabbalah soon begin to feel that they are corrupt and that they are egoists. Previously, a person thought that he was an altruist, ethereal, completely spiritual. And suddenly, he realizes that he is not that at all because the truth is revealed to him. The upper light shines upon him and shows him that he is actually an egoist. And this is very good. This is called the revelation of truth, the recognition of our evil nature, and this is the first step in understanding it. What happens is a transition from illusion to truth. So, I congratulate you on starting your spiritual path. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 26, 2020. How to fill this life? Question: In general, there are three main strategies for combating the coronavirus in the world. The first is quarantine, when almost everything is closed, you cannot go outside, except to the doctor and to the supermarket. The second is contact tracking, meaning extensive testing of all contact population groups, identification of patients, and their isolation from the total mass of people. This is a more expensive way. And the third is the development of national, herd, immunity, when only risk groups, for example, people over 65 are isolated, and everyone else should get contaminated, and thus, develop immunity to the virus. What technique is most effective for our further development as humanity? Answer: I would generally put everyone in absolute quarantine, except for those who supply people with everything necessary. I would close everything, for example, for a month and discover from all human occupations what we need. For example, we need the police, teaching children, distributing food, etc. That is, the necessary minimum for the normal existence of mankind. People should get used to the fact of communicating with each other in a very limited range and getting the food they need and not more than that. Children receive school education. Adults gain knowledge about how the world system works and how we should interact with nature. And then we'll see what to do next, whether we want to expand the field of our activity at all. But first, let's get used to this for half a year. Question: That is, would you limit all egoistic connections and leave only the most necessary for the existence of our physical body? Answer: Yes, as it is said in Kabbalah. Like an animal that never consumes what it does not need, but only what is needed at the moment. Question: Would you stop supplying an excess of the necessary for now? Answer: Not just temporarily, but in general. Then we would have a wonderful ecology, air, water, birds singing, everything would be fine. We would work a maximum of 2, 3, or 4 hours a day, and everyone would be happy. And all that is superfluous that could possibly be, we do not need at all. Comment: But it is not easy to decide what is superfluous. That which is superfluous for you, for example, is not for me. My response: what is unnecessary for our animal organism is superfluous. Question: and who decides this? Answer: let's decide together. If you need to play sports, you can go jogging in the park. It's not a problem. But what's the use of flying planes from one end to the other end of the earth like crazy? Question: and what's wrong with traveling? I like to dress beautifully, I like to go to the theater. I don't know if this is superfluous or not from your point of view. Answer: here it is necessary to draw a very clear, reasonable line that will not lead you to something else. The theater? If the theater, then it should be La Scala. So, I have to fly to Italy. To Italy? Coronavirus. What will I do? Therefore, let's limit human life to normal, reasonable boundaries. How? Why do we exist? This question has to be resolved for us. Question: that is, we will decide what is superfluous and what is not with respect to some higher goal? Answer: and why do we exist? Only to watch a good movie, go to the theater, listen to pleasant music, sit in company with friends, have a drink and eat? This is all wonderful, but if you fill life with this and only this, then it ends with a zero result. After this life there is so much more. Let us first reveal what exists after. I would do that. The fact that I can fill this life with all sorts of interesting things, that I understand, I already lived it. And now I'm wondering if there is anything else behind it. And if so, how can I continue this, for what, why? Comment: indeed, it is worth considering whether there is life after death, and how we can, being here in this body, prepare for it. My response: not to prepare, but to see it. Discover your future world in this world. This is exactly what the science of Kabbalah teaches us. When you have a clear picture of your future life, you can decide how to fill this life. From CabTV's Coronavirus is Changing Reality, March 26, 2020. I am looking for a person like myself. Remark: I tried to find information on the internet about the principle of similarity of qualities, but I have found almost nothing. My comment: because there are no clear indications of this in our world. But we can see the example of a child with his mother. He receives from his mother and she enjoys it at the same time. If he had enough understanding to rise above his desires and do what his mother wants, how big their conjugation would be. Question: for example, should a married couple be similar in their qualities or should they be different so it would be easier for them to complement each other? Answer: nature is established in such a way that the more we develop, the more our egoism develops inside us, and therefore we become more and more opposites to each other. We can see how difficult it is in our world to build communication between people in families, within countries, between peoples, and between countries. There is an ever-increasing dissociation, separation, and estrangement because the egoism is increasing in every individual person. Question: but it is better to try to find a person more similar to you in qualities, isn't it? Answer: it will not work. If you find someone like yourself now, in a couple of years it will be revealed how different you are. People should have some common goal that is more important than their estrangement. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, June 10, 2019. Suffering or joy? Question: the book of Zohar says that there is not a single blade of grass that does not have an appointee above who strikes it and tells it to grow. What does that mean? Answer: first, growth occurs only under pressure from above. Question: is it done through suffering? Answer: it is not done necessarily through suffering. But in principle, yes, because pressure is suffering. This is suffering for growth. Therefore, what is felt as suffering on one hand, can also be felt as joy and pleasure. On the other hand, it depends on what a person identifies with. If I only think about the calmness of the body, then I compare and measure myself only in relation to this calmness. And if I rise above the calmness of the body and believe that something needs to be achieved, then I am glad that I am moving forward, producing something. Question, that is, nature develops us and does not allow us to be at rest. Answer, that is the point. If I remain in my state, I do not want to understand nature and make any efforts to develop myself, then I get blows. Then for me, the force of development is felt as something negative. I do not want to develop, I only want peace. If, on the contrary, I want to develop, then whatever happens to me under the influence of the upper force is a joy for me. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, June 10, 2019. The work of the Creator's intermediary. Question, does the Creator only answer the prayer for others? Answer, yes. As a rule, he does not answer a prayer for oneself since this is an egoistic prayer. Question, and what do the others lack? What should I pray for? Answer, for everything that they lack. Question, if they lack money or health, can I pray for that? Answer, ask for others. But it's even better to ask the Creator to be revealed to them, by doing so you will bring him pleasure. You are only an intermediate element who wants nothing for himself but only to be an intermediary. Question, and what's in it for me? Answer, you are the messenger of the Creator in this world. Is this a bad title? Question, I don't know. I need to try. What will I get out of it? Answer, nothing. Only problems, headaches, and heartache. But the reward will be that you are the messenger of the Creator. Although it does not mean that he will treat you any better. Your job is aimed at bestowal toward the Creator and the world, and you are in between, you have nothing to gain from it nor do you want to. You rejoice in being his intermediary while he knows nothing about you. Your pleasure comes from bestowing to the whole world and you leave nothing for yourself. Question, if neither the world nor the Creator know anything about it, where does the energy come from? Answer, you ask him for energy in order to give wholeheartedly to both. Otherwise you will not be able to do your work. Question, it follows that he does know that I'm an intermediary since he gives me the energy. Answer, granted, nothing is hidden from the Creator. He gives you the energy knowing that you are an intermediary. But you don't know that he is taking you into consideration. Just the opposite, all the world's problems are your own, as if you're at fault for everything happening around you because you didn't ask him to correct the world or didn't do it enough. So you consider yourself guilty. Question, so, if one feels that he has a special connection with the Creator or that the Creator has a special relationship with him, is it not so? Answer, these are the special connections, special relations, when you feel yourself at fault for everything, feel worthless, and you're convinced that you have to serve anything and everyone. This is how a Kabbalist feels. Question, who would want to become a Kabbalist if that is how they feel? Answer, a person realizes that he is on top of the ladder of human ascent. Question, you are saying that he is experiencing these two states simultaneously. On the one hand, he feels worthless, and on the other, on top of all humanity due to the fact that he is a messenger of the Creator. And the Creator does not know about this? Answer, the Creator knows nothing about it. A person is a messenger in a small way, to the extent that he can channel the quality of the Creator to the whole of humanity. But the part where humanity is still suffering, still remaining in its egoistic state, he feels the responsibility to disseminate the knowledge of the true spiritual qualities although they are impossible to convey, but even somewhat, in general terms. Look at what is written in the Torah about Moses, how he suffered for everyone, what kind of work he was doing without a minute to rest. Because he was a messenger of the Creator. And he died in a nameless place on Mount Nebo. Comment, but everyone respected him. He was a leader of the entire nation. Answer, the question is what kind of people and what does it mean to be their leader? Everything has to fall under the umbrella of the greatness of the Creator with no other reward. Therefore, we have to ask for energy, strength, to serve humanity and the Creator. It is one and the same. This very prayer, coming from the heart, is the one that the Creator answers. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 1, 2020. The Prayer of 10 Hearts. It is important that the prayer comes from all of the 10 and does not remain my personal prayer. If my prayer reaches the hearts of my friends, then it will certainly reach the Creator. If the prayer does not pass through every heart from the bottom up, from Malkhut to Yesod, and from it to Hod, and further through Netzach, Tiferet, Gvura, Hest, Dat, Bina, Hochma to Keter, then it will not reach the Creator. After all, the Creator is Keter. Therefore, we need to work on our connection so that everyone can reach the Creator. After all, this is possible only by turning to the hearts of the friends and wanting to penetrate into every heart. As pieces of kebab are strung onto skewers, so my prayer pierces every heart, gathering them together, and we bring all of these hearts to the Creator to correct and fill them. It seems to me that the friends are outside, separate from me. But, in fact, there is nothing on the outside. They are all my internal properties, only organized in such a way that I see them as external with respect to one of my qualities, which I consider to be my I. Therefore, I need to connect with these supposedly external properties so that they all become mine. Thus, I will gather together all of the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human desires into one desire, and I will reveal that everything is inside of me. Therefore, in the 10, there must be one, loyal connection. I cannot turn to the Creator if I have not connected to 9 friends, that is, to 9 particles of desire through which I can turn to the Creator or receive from Him. Without them, I am not even able to direct myself to the Creator. It is impossible to go from Malkhut to Keter without going through all the hearts of my friends. From a Kabbalah lesson, May 9, 2020. A teacher of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Question. Those who teach courses in the wisdom of Kabbalah have not attained the state that they teach. How can a person convey what he has not attained? Answer, do you think that a teacher of mathematics needs to necessarily be a triangle or a square? Comment, I think that he needs to understand what it is. My response, a teacher gives you access to knowledge so that you can be in contact with it, connect and integrate in it according to the method that he teaches you. In any case, he cannot convey his spiritual feelings to you. Question. These are subjective feelings, of course. Are you in a corrected state? Answer. I will not tell you. Open your eyes a bit more widely and you will see. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 15, 2019. Visit our site. Read and grow. Question. If a person cannot be in a group because he travels a lot and is constantly on the move, but at the same time he reads books and studies the wisdom of Kabbalah, can he discover the Masak inside him? Can the environment he is in interrupt in this process? Answer. Of course, an ordinary society interrupts a person's study because it has different goals. A person needs a society that studies with him in order to advance, not the society he is part of in his everyday life. Of course, one's family, workplace, etc. do not disappear, but other than that, he should be in an environment that supports his spiritual development. It is impossible to advance any other way. In order to study in the right environment, we have a huge virtual system and the materials in our archives are displayed on our sites for free, including books, movies, and practically all our materials. You can also participate in our daily lessons, which are translated to many languages. But without the support of the right environment that advances toward a common goal, you will not attain anything. Question: does this mean that if one travels, it doesn't necessarily interrupt his studies because there is a virtual society today? Answer: of course. In 1995, when I opened my first Kabbalistic site, it was not a simple matter. I used to sit and type every letter. This is the reason that everything is ready for all of you today. Visit our site, read, and grow. If you don't, you will not advance. How can you picture your adaptation to the upper world and to the management of the creation if you don't study? Question: and if I wish to study but only from books, do you think that it is possible or not? Answer: if you are only attracted to books, start swallowing them. But you should know that there is a great variety of other sources in our archive that will help you advance more intensively. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 2, 2020. The Spiritual Role of Women, Part 5. Why produce offspring? Question: very often, children ask their mother, "Why did you give birth to me?" "I didn't ask for it." How can we answer this question? Answer: if a child asked me, "Why did you give birth to me?" I would say, "Because it is the law of nature. I must produce an offspring just as they gave birth to me, so that together, consistently, over generations, we correct the general egoism that exists in each of us in a small volume. I correct the ego a little, you correct it a little, and so does each of us. In this way, all of humanity is moving toward the general correction. Therefore, we must give birth to children. The Torah says that a family should have two children, a boy and a girl. But if in one family there are not two children, then some other family makes up for it. Question: what should be the correct intention of a woman engaged in Kabbalah toward giving birth to a baby, so that this is not a corporeal desire but a spiritual one? Answer: the intention should be only for bestowal. Therefore, both in conceiving and the upbringing of children, it is desirable to be in the intention to give. And talk to them about it all the time. Gradually, they will get used to these words and become interested in their inner meaning. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 8, 2020. Kabbalistic terms, Reshimo. Reshimo is an informational record that exists in creation so that it can somehow orient itself in the past, present, and future, and direct itself toward the goal. Usually people simply have an understanding of where they exist. And the elderly with dementia, memory loss, do not have this, so they just do things without any basis. In the same way, the Reshimo decisively commands a man and determines his forward movement. A Reshimo is in the soul, at each level and sub-level. Where there is a desire, where there is light, there is always a Reshimo, which connects this light and this desire and controls them inside the soul. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, June 17, 2019.